Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So what happens when two narcissists get married or get into a relationship with each other? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm a self-aware narcissist on here trying to help raise awareness for NPD, get more people into the therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Say toxic traits or whatnot, y'all. So, yeah, two narcissists get married. Two narcissists are in a relationship together. What does that look like? So, first of all, I know why I get this question so much. I know why I get this question so much, because so many people get into these relationships with narcissistic people, and you might start behaving narcissistically yourself. You might start being toxic yourself. And I ask people, like, have you been this way before your relationship? You have to be honest with yourself. Have you been this way before you got into this relationship? And they're like, no, honestly, no, I haven't been this way. Like, every other relationship has been cool. We've had amicable breakups, whatever might have happened, but we've been cool. This one right here, I'm acting like this person. Like, they cheated on me, so I'm trying to cheat back. I'm lying to stay. They're lying to me. I start lying to them. Like, I don't feel like myself. So that happens a lot of times. That's called narcissistic fleas. When you start to act like a narcissist because you're in a relationship with one, or you're raised by one, that happens a lot. You pick up narcissistic traits. And another reason a lot of people ask me this question is because the narcissistic person that you might have dealt with might be in a relationship with somebody who you see is equally toxic as them. Like, you might be trying to co-parent with your narcissistic ex, and their partner is making their life. The partner, the new supply, whatever, is also acting toxic towards you, and maybe towards your children as well. So that happens too. That's the question I get a lot of times. Like, it's either you feeling like you might be a narcissist in a relationship with a narcissist, or you see your ex who might be narcissistic with another person that is narcissistic. So those are two of the main reasons why I get this question. But what happens when two narcissists actually get together and link up, get married and whatnot, or get in a relationship with each other? So I tell this story sometimes, but like, this is, I told the story in my one-on-ones, but this is a trigger point for me, because I've actually dated a narcissistic woman, y'all. I have. I've been in a relationship with a narcissist before. And so did I know she was a narcissist while we were together? No. But looking back on it, years down the road, and analyzing my previous relationship history, she was 100% a narcissist. She 1,000% was. Because even after our relationship ended, her behaviors continued. Just like mine continued as well. This is not me trying to put it all on her. Mine continued as well in my new relationships, and hers continued as well in her new relationship. Because you can see it. I talked to her. She told me, like, God damn, you kind of evil, you know? But looking back at it, that's why we connected. When two narcissists get together, y'all, a lot of times they're drawn together through shared similar experiences. Like, the mutual love bombing is as toxic as it is. It's as toxic as it is addictive, you know? Two narcissists love bombing each other or trying to match each other's energy is extremely toxic, but it's like, it's like a nectar, so to speak. It's just like you get attracted to it, you know? Two narcissistic people together is a mutually toxic relationship. It might not start off that way, y'all. It doesn't start off that way. It starts off with two people who both lack identity, right? They both lack identity. So they're trying to mirror each other. So imagine two blank slates mirroring each other. So what you do in these positions is you use things that you have learned in the past from previous relationships. You use them right now. You use them up front with this new person. You see, like, now I'm doing the things that I used to do, you know, with other people, with you. Because I don't know what you like, and you don't know what I like. So you're doing the same thing. You're bringing your old relationship stuff here, and so am I. So we're both lying out. It's exhausting. This is my, like I said, I hate telling this story because it really does trigger me. But I wouldn't be authentic if I wouldn't be willing and able to deal with my triggers, because I still talk to my therapist about this right now. I still talk to my therapist about this previous relationship because we both toxic to each other. We both lying to each other, like discovering lies about each other. Yeah, it was so bad. It was so bad. It's like we were trying to one-up each other. Wait, once the love bombing ended and we both started seeing each other's flaws, the things we really didn't like about each other, we didn't just break up. We stayed together. We used to work together. So that's why I tell people, don't date your coworkers. We used to work together. You know, we worked together for a while. And we both, God, I'm telling y'all, I hate telling this story. But yeah, it was so bad. Cause I had just, and this is the crazy part, I had just had a baby too. My oldest son, he was just born when I was with this person. And like, it was like, that's bad enough. Like, that's a red flag. Like, getting with somebody who just had a baby with somebody else, and I just broke up with the other person, was crazy. Like, this, she was my new supply. And I'm pretty sure I was her. She was lying to me about the beginning about getting out of her relationship, but she was my new supply. And I was her. So we were both each other's new supply. It's like we were both using each other to make our exes jealous. It was so mutually toxic. It was crazy. You know? And that was just a revelation I just had right there, that she was my new supply and I was also hers. And but yes, she had childhood trauma. She had daddy issues. Her dad had moved to a whole different country and had raised her siblings more than he raised her. So she was like by herself, you know. Her dad had raised her siblings, you know, and didn't raise her. So she had this abandonment issues. She had this neglect issues. So she grew up with that. She grew up with that mindset that I think she kind of hated men. And, you know, I was a dad and I just left my girlfriend. But I'm still, yeah, my oldest son. I still am his dad. that's my road dog. You know, I've been a father for 15 years. Like, that's not, I didn't abandon my kid. But I think she saw that I had left the mom. We made the mom broke up. She saw that as a trigger point for her, and she tried to punish me for it. Like, narcissistic people punish you for things people have done to them. They punish you for things people had done to them. You know. And it's just wild, y'all. We had a mutually toxic relationship where we were both lying to each other, trying to one-up each other. Just like, we didn't trust each other, but we would not leave each other alone. Like I said, we worked together. So that was even worse. You know, that was even worse because we had to see each other. Now, we had this energy where we no longer liked each other, but we still in a relationship and we still worked together. So we was like punishing each other, like not returning phone calls, not returning text messages, like wouldn't text each other. We would not text each other for a whole day. One person wouldn't respond to the other, but we had to work together the next day. It's just weird. Like, what happened last night? Oh, I fell asleep. Oh, me too. Like, y'all, when two toxic narcissistic people get together, they're going to lie to each other. They're going to manipulate each other. It might not happen all at once, but it does happen. And this is the crazy thing about it. They will put on the facade that things are okie dokie, that things are okay, especially if they're using the new person to try to make an old person jealous. If they're trying to use you to make an, if a narcissist is trying to use their relationship partner to make the ex jealous, they'll keep the relationship going. And vice versa. It's just like two toxic people just making this stuff. Yeah, it really did get bad. Like, in the end, I ended up having to quit that job because it was just getting so, when we did break up, I had to quit that job because it was just getting so toxic. She was driving me crazy. Yeah, she was literally driving me crazy. I know people are going to say, they're like, Willie, you deserved it because you're a narcissist. You hurt people. Yeah, yeah. I do feel like I did deserve it. This is not me. You can't rub it in. I'm talking to my therapist about it. You can't rub that in. I'm already rubbing it into myself. But I did some bad things to her too. I was lying to her and going out to the club, cheating. I was doing some horrible stuff too. So it was just like, see, we were both each other's karmas. It's just like we were karma incarnate to one another, because we were both mutually toxic as hell to each other. Like I said, we used to lie all the time and just like, but we would, you know, the love bombing phase was intense. Like she was trying to move extremely quickly because she saw I just had a baby. So she was trying to get me to get her pregnant. She was trying to get me to lock in to get her pregnant really quickly. And I was just like, normally that would have worked on a narcissist. Like, I want to trap her too. He's like, we want to trap each other. I was just like, but I just had a baby. I was just like, I can't do this. You know, I can't afford two kids. So I was just like, no, I can't. So this, I think that made her mad. I think that made her angry because I just had a baby and I wouldn't have one with her. I think that pissed her off. Honestly, just think about it, because that I just had one. She in her mind, and she said it out loud too one time. She's like, "So I'm not good enough to have a baby with you? Just had one." I was like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "Let me have a buffer. I can't have two kids born in the same year. That, like, give me a buffer. Like, good God, you know, two kids born in the same year by two different people. I exactly 9, 10, 11 months apart. No, I can't do that. Like, I'm just telling y'all, it was such a toxic relationship." It does suck to tell this story, but I'm glad I'm getting it out in the open. I've said bits and pieces of it before, y'all, and I'll do a live one day where I take questions about it. But like I said, when we did break up, we worked together, so I would still be going to the club and stuff like that, and I would come to work the next day, and everybody would tell them, like, "Hey, Lee went to the club last night, he was partying." They would tell her that type of stuff, and I'm like, "Wow, stop telling her that stuff. I'm not trying to make her jealous. Y'all are doing it." You know? And then, so she took that, y'all, and tried to match my energy. So she would get a boyfriend and start bringing her boyfriends to the job. We had, like, it was a customer service job. So she would bring people into the job. I was like, and I had to check them out. She would just be looking at me smiling. Y'all, she was so evil. She would look at me smiling while I'm checking her out. Like, you got me. You won this battle. But it started getting so intense. It started to affect my mental health so much. I did have to quit that job, y'all. And this is before therapy. This is years ago. I can't even think of the year. It was so long ago. My son was born in 2008. So this was around 2008, 2009. I started Harris Teeter. I quit Harris Teeter in 2017. I worked at Harris Teeter. So this is 08, 09 when all this was happening. And I think 2010 is when I quit. Because that's when I started working at Harris Teeter Distribution Center. So, yeah. This is years ago. This is like 15 years ago, but it still has an effect on me today because it bothers my mind, you know. But and I'm having to quit that job, and for the best, it ended up being for the best. I used that energy and that motivation to better my life, to go back to school, lose a lot of weight, you know, start getting better jobs and stuff like that. So it did motivate me. I'm motivated by wild things like that, by anger. But, you know, she ended up getting married after that, cheating on her husband. She didn't get married to one of those dudes that she brought into the place, and she done cheating on her husband. Somebody else, and then she left her husband, and she had a baby by somebody. Wild story, y'all. Anyways, y'all, two narcissists get together is a toxic relationship where they're trying to one up each other. You know. Anyways, y'all, be safe, take care of yourself, and I will never mention this story again because it's still triggering. Yeah, mental health is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button so you don't miss any uploads. Turn on that notification bell as well. Thank you so much. See you later.